And welcome to Season 10, Episode 8 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is the first show of March. Lord have mercy, we've down 2 months already. It's crazy out there. Speaking of crazy out there, I drove home in a snowstorm. Goon, you were part of that nonsense, weren't you? How are you today?
Yes, I was too. I left work at 4:30. I should have been home at 5:05.
It's not fair. I don't like snowing in March.
5:50, something like that. And I went to talk to you, and you were on the same road.
I was.
You know, in traffic ahead of me.
I was like, dude, I haven't even made it home yet. I left the number one fan who had had a brief meeting with some doctors. We have a surgery date, ladies and gentlemen. Prayers, please, for a swift recovery for the number one fan. She's got surgery on Wednesday, and we're hoping this will take care of all of her pain issues. Yay, team. But, oh, goodness, it was horrible ride home. Now, somebody who didn't have a horrible ride home, because he probably was already home, would be the Chief. Chief, how are you, man?
Still here.
That's awesome.
Fighting with roosters. Fighting.
Yeah, what's up with the roosters? Apparently, your roosters were in jail.
The roosters have been in jail for quite a while.
What'd they do?
Against hens. Oh. And as soon as I let them out, the hens were staring at me like, well, one of them is a loose goose.
And oh, so she's kind of happy. She's like a prison bride.
Yeah, she would actually sneak into prison, their prison, and do stuff.
Wow.
I knew a girl like that once.
I wouldn't eat those eggs.
So, no, those are the eggs that are going into the incubator.
Ah, okay. So she's quite fertile.
Yes.
She makes other little chickens. Okay. There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, serve a purpose.
Fryers or broilers?
Or well, egg layers.
I don't have to fry stuff anymore. So.
Aw.
This is
at all?
So I have to wait. I have to wait until I can no longer be feeding the parasites that are inside me.
Mm. As opposed to the parasites who are around you.
We just have like parasites that we work with. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See, so, you know, funny thing, we're doing our taxes.
Funny?
Yeah. Have you started that process? Are you already done with that process?
I have a tax guy who's going to take care of that for me in 19 days.
Gidget is doing that for us.
So
she's Hurricane's accountant.
Yeah, I gave up a long time ago trying to do my own taxes.
So and, we have...
And by the way, that's not a podcast nickname. Her name really is Gidget.
So, I don't have a Gidget, but I do have a Sandy.
You have a Sandy?
Yeah. And one of the nice things is I knew that Sandy had problems. And now I have the same problems that Sandy has. So now we're bonding over those problems. And she said, like you, I have nothing to do and I have to be reclined. Because it's a little different, but I mean, it's the same affliction, right? So
got it.
So I every time instead of having to go to an office, because she's with H&R Block, because apparently they're the only tax people in Texas that I've seen.
Wow.
I mean, there shouldn't be this many H&R Block spots, especially when the population is so low. But either way, she's like, yeah, I'm not going to be in the office pretty much ever again. And I was like, yeah, I get that. I said, but this is my cell phone and you can text me. And I was like, great. Wow. So we've been texting back and forth and she keeps saying, you can probably get a deductible on this now, this now, this now. And I was like, if this keeps up, they're going to owe me more money than I paid them. She's like, that's the dream, but that's not going to happen.
Well, no. It's a better deal than a Somali day school.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not.
Well, it's almost as good a deal as a friend of both of ours, or all three of ours, whose son works in the restaurant business, whose salary was primarily tips. The tax guy said on the federal side, he made negative $10,000 this year. So the federal government is basically giving him back all of his withholding. The state of Maryland, however, has decided, well, you didn't account for all of those tips in the right way, so we're going to penalize you and charge you extra money. And because, you know, that's what it's like to live in Maryland.
Yeah.
And what was it? You showed me that they got a bill on the books. They're trying to get rid of the ability to have employees that take tips completely, right, Chief?
Right.
Was it?
Right.
Or was it you, Goon, who showed it to me?
No, Chief sent it out.
I sent the warning. I sent a warning out.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was
yes.
coming.
Right. And minimum $25,000 a year. Or $25 a year.
Raise the minimum wage to $25 an hour, which means you and I will not be eating out in the great state of Maryland again ever.
No.
Yes. Thanks to my memory problems, I don't remember who did what anymore.
Can I order from takeout places because they don't have servers?
What is going to happen is that robots are going to do it.
But if you raise the minimum wage that high,
and it's $50,000 a year.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm aware.
I mean, when the minimum wage people are making $50,000 a year, $50,000 a year won't be worth anything.
Correct. That is, and
there won't be any minimum wage people.
Right. Yes. There'll be robots, and all the people who are going to do those jobs will be on the government dole and voting Democrat.
That is already happening. So
yeah, we have a robot for governor. So
it is.
Remember, I've come up with a campaign slogan, Chief, for when Crutch exclamation point runs for governor of Maryland.
He's already got it.
No Wes, no more.
Well, that makes sense. And I'm just wondering when the controlled collapse is going to end.
Controlled collapse?
Yeah,
because a collapse on purpose.
What is going on in certain states seems to be
on purpose.
You know, like, yeah, we have seen it fail everywhere else. Why does this particular state think that it's going to succeed?
Hubris. So, didn't do right. It's the same thing all the commies say.
Chief, they're common people. Good, solid people of the land. You know, morons.
So, as someone found out, mm-hmm. as they were, and I thought it was another person that had brought this up, people that made it out of this country and went to other places are now seeing just how bad other places really are. And now they want back in, and there is no getting back. And now they're complaining. And they want support in trying to get back.
Oh, you mean all like the people who ran to Canada and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, they can stay.
Yes. Well, I mean,
Canada has turned into, what was that? Somebody, I think one of you, talk about memory going. I know we're having the conversation. I don't remember if it was with you guys or I saw something on television that basically the school stats level for Canada as a whole have now dropped to like the level of Alabama.
Which is the worst in these United States.
Right. I mean, this, you know, because they're not teaching anything other than, you know, proper pronouns and junk.
Well, that has been replaced by Orange Man Bad. That is all there is.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, how good would they look as the 51st star?
Now they're going to line right up with our educational level to be the 51st state.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have the 52nd state.
That's Venezuela.
Another oil producer. Yep, Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And did you notice today, Crutch, when you went into work?
Mm.
Did you notice all of the extra participation from our law enforcement brethren?
There was a lot of gumball machines running up and down the roadways in the parking lot. Yes, sir.
Wasn't there, though?
You know what else I noticed?
That I've ever seen.
You want to know what else I noticed?
What was that?
So I am in the process of moving from one project to another, and in fact, moving to one building or another. I had a meeting at the new job building in the morning and had to come back and try to find a parking spot around 9 o'clock at my building, which is not an easy thing to do. So you vulture, you go up and down the aisles and you're looking left, looking right, looking left, looking right. And as I'm driving down this one particular aisle, I notice, gee willikers, this one guy just seems to have done the world's worst parking job. His nose, like from the tires to the front bumper, are all out of the parking spot. And I'm like, that's a horrible parking job. Until I got a little closer and realized it was a hearse. Somebody drove a hearse to work. I work in a parking lot that has an armed guard. I so want to get hands on the video footage of that guy coming to work. I want to see the guard's face when a hearse pulls up, you know, because, you know, anything other than a car, like a van or anything like that, they have to look in it. And I can, you just imagine the conversation, you know, the guard goes, is there anybody back there? And the driver goes, not a living soul.
Or not yet.
That's what I would say.
That's what I would say.
And then they would say to both of us, yes. Okay, funny guys, out of the car, hands on the hood.
That's right. Spread them. Not for you or anybody like you.
Sorry, you're not my type.
Oh, that's when you get tased. In the nads. That's right.
Oh.
I know. But anyway, things very strange day today. Hearses in the parking lot.
And why were all the law enforcement community so enthusiastically participating?
Well, because we need protection.
Yeah,
because apparently
they are sorry behind.
Right. Because apparently no one was protecting the Ayatollah in Iran,
There's no Ayatollah in Iran.
That would be the result of that. Yes, he got vaporized.
He's dead, Jim.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're finally getting, 13 minutes into the show. We've now finally looked at the large elephant in the room.
Perhaps,
John McCain.
Perhaps we'll title this episode Goon Unleashed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The goon has not been holding back.
Yes, apparently you turned on all that negative charisma and just decided to, wrath is a good word.
I've been saying things like flush twice, it's a long way to Iran.
So, Chief, I think you're probably more on top of this than I am because, you know, I don't have TV at work. We took out the Ayatollah. I heard we took out the head of the IRGC. I heard there was some 40 to 45 middle or upper middle high muckety mucks that got whacked too.
Redistributed into their chemical components.
Decomposed to molecular level. Yeah.
So people died.
Yes.
Which is unfortunate. But
that these people died, sir, is not unfortunate. They were among the most evil people on earth.
Yeah, we have some of the most evil people in this country, and they are still flourishing. So
you can't get them all at once. It's only been a couple of days.
Well, no one is going after the ones here. There's this whole list that a man whose name, you know, apparently makes the
rhymes with Schlepstein.
Yeah, the Hildebeest scream and shriek in horror. Because I don't know if you...
Oh, I figured that would just be our Lord Jesus Christ.
No, well, no, that... See, even as the demons of, you know, today say, have you come to torture us before the appointed time? That's not what she was doing. I heard she said that
she really hadn't spent much time with Epstein, just those few minutes right before she murdered him.
Well, no.
We read that in the Babylon Bee.
So it must be true. They're fake news you can count on, not just fake news.
Yeah.
There's a comedic group that was making a comment on why SNL had failed and why the Babylon Bee took its place. Mm-hmm. Because they don't care, you know, who they go after. Right. They're just like, this is absurd and I will make a statement on it.
Yeah, they're still having fun with Christy Noman, you know, shooting dogs. So,
yeah, so that's the big difference. Is does everybody get it, or is it more of a political message?
And oh no, everybody would get it.
Yeah, and that's what makes, you know, people in the middle happy. I can see, you know, the hairstyling of a particular president that the wind often makes look ridiculous. It turns into, what is it, like, not macrame, but what's those, origami.
And remember, like, have you guys seen the videos of MAGA Man?
He's like a superhero.
Yes.
Is that the one where they had Hegseth turn into like the Green Lantern? And
he was like the Sentinel. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And our boss turned into Artemis.
Little Marco'd. It turned into shrinking Marco Rubio.
Oh my God, that was the best one.
That was so cool. Yeah, I was literally so go watch them.
I was so wrong about him.
Yeah, he tore them up today in the press corps. They were trying to get, you know, well, you know, War Powers Act, the president can't do anything what Congress says. It's like, that's not what it says.
It's not what it says, and we're not technically at war. Yeah,
right. And we've actually met all the criteria, so you know. STFU. There you go.
Yeah. Too bad for you. Nice try. Next.
Right. Shut that fancy umbilical. Anyway.
Hey, would you guys like to hear the funniest thing I heard this week?
What's the funniest thing you heard this week? Huh?
So, you know, one of my guilty pleasures is listening to a YouTube channel called Captain Steve. He's a retired commercial airline pilot, just recently retired, in fact. Mm-hmm. And hey, maybe he should come on as a second guest.
That could be
fun. On our retirement show. Except he has like a gajillion subscribers, so he didn't need us.
We need anyway. Maybe he can have us on.
Yeah. Anyway, he was doing an air traffic control on a mishap that happened at Savannah Airport. Have either of you flown into Savannah?
I want to say no. I might have flown through it. I did not get out. I've been to Atlanta, but not Savannah.
Yeah, me too.
It's sort of the anti-Atlanta. It's small. I think it might have been a small airbase. And they built a nice terminal, and it's like 737s, nothing much bigger than that.
Well,
and I had a fly from there to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Which is the plane we'll talk about what it was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Delta 1067 the other day.
Okay.
So they get on their way, and you hear him, this fella, Captain Steve, really goes out of his way to compliment and to present, hey, when you have an emergency, here's a crew and an air traffic controller that did it just right. Superb job.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the case for this. You hear the flight taken off, and you hear him say V1. You guys know V1. That's after V1, you're flying no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then rotate. That's when they pull back on the yoke and the plane takes off. So they do all of that. And not very many seconds later, you hear Delta 1067 Savannah, mayday, mayday, mayday. We just lost our left engine. We'll need an immediate return to the airport.
Ooh, that's not good.
And the tower controller, this young woman was, first of all, they were amazing at how calm they were. She goes, yeah, I thought I saw some flames. About that return to the airport, there's kind of a problem. The runway you just took off from is closed because the airport is on fire. And
okay.
You hear a pause and the Delta pilot goes, do we have something to do with that? She says, I'm afraid so.
Very calm, very cool, very collected.
She's like, how bad is it? Well, can we circle you a little bit and we'll see if the fire department can get it put out enough that we can land you. Wow. And they look for, you know, he has some coverage of them looking for an alternate airport and he describes why they do that and what's going on in the cockpit and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she circles him in a great big wide arc and gets him back around and said, okay, they couldn't find an alternate airport that was long enough for them to land the 200 people on board, lots of fuel, because they just took off.
Right. Yeah. That's part of it. A lot of people don't realize that the big problem is not we don't want you to land, but you're not supposed to land with all that fuel. The whole idea is you land as empty as possible.
Right. And in a way where you can reuse the airplane.
But that's always very handy too. And that the souls on board survive.
Yeah. And this controller, she was wonderful because she was doing just a little bit, kind of needling the pilots. When they come back around, she's like reading off the weather to them, you know, so they don't have to go and look that up too. Because she obviously mm-hmm. understood these guys are going through like, 300 checklists.
Sure.
And she goes, you can land at the runway. The airport's closed, but not for you. She goes, are you going to evacuate on the runway? And the pilot goes, I don't think that's a very good idea. You know, considering the airport's on fire and all.
Well, yeah, that could be counterproductive.
Go down to the far end. That part of the runway is not on fire. And we'll have a tug come out and tow you. And she goes, visibility is down to about a half a mile. And he's like, geez, it's clear up here. Have you got low-level ground fog? And she goes, no, sir, that's smoke. And they landed and everybody was safe, but it was it sounded like us. This is what we would do to one another if we were those people.
Because we enjoy the abuse.
Have you seen the Australian pilot who's helping his trainee get out of a tailspin?
No.
No. So it is a person. Mm-hmm. They've got, some type of GoPro, and you see from the cockpit view the world spinning.
Oh, Lord.
And the guy is calmly telling him, hit your rudders, see how nothing is changing that. All right, go right full rudder and turn the wheel. And then you see things start slowly evening out. And he's like, okay, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And then we're going to, start the engine back up. And all the time, the person in the actual pilot seat is cursing up a storm, much like Australians do. But the teacher is cool, calm, and collected. And then he pulls him out of the tailspin and they go, see, that wasn't so bad. And the dude, he never stops cursing. I think the video ends with him cursing. So
said golly a lot, did he?
Oh, it was. I will look to see if I can find it.
Oh, but I would love that. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. This Delta crew, the unknown Delta crew and controller out there at Savannah. Oh my God, you guys were terrific at doing this and very funny.
I can only imagine, because I have heard some of the things where, like, hey, you can't land here. And it's like, well, that's a shame because I'm doing it anyway. Right. Well, you're going to get in trouble. And it's like, well, I'm at least I'll be alive. You know, it's just the matter of factness at both.
Yeah. My favorite flight story, and I don't remember where it was from, after a particularly hard landing, it's a little, you know, the crew is all there, you know, saying goodbye and getting stink eye from everybody as they get off the plane. And this little old lady walks up and she goes, I just have one question. And the flight attendant goes, yes, ma'am. He goes, did we land or were we shot down?
Wow.
Well, you know, that's how bad things are. But yet, you know, you're walking off the plane, so, you know, smile.
Again, any landing is a good one. One where you can reuse the plane is a great landing.
Right. There you go. So, apparently
lots of good landings out there in Iran.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, I guess we're not landing there, are we? We're landing at bases and
we're using other people's airspace. Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, thank you. There you go. We have the link, ladies and gentlemen. You will find it in the show notes because that's what we do.
Excellent. I'll be looking at that this evening when Showcat and I get ready for sleep. Because I'm still banished to the basement.
She's still sick?
Her back is really hurting her, and she's very restless, I guess. Uh-huh. Moves around a lot.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm trying to make sure that she has, I got her a new heating pad. You cannot believe how much our water bill is because she's been taking baths to ease the pain. Because she doesn't want to use lots and lots of pain pills.
Yeah, trust me, the pain pills are not a way to go. I'm watching that firsthand.
No, so.
Now, did you get her a redneck bath?
What's that?
Because I have seen out here,
mm-hmm.
You take four cinder blocks, you put a porcelain bathtub on top of that. You put fire underneath.
What the heck? Is she the monster to cook her?
That is your... She wants to relax the muscles, correct, Goon?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, this will do just that.
Mm.
This gets you semi-basted so that you can be, you know...
I was about to say, this is beginning to sound like the frog in the water story, you know? Here, honey, just lay in here. Wait for me to go get some logs, you know.
What you going to do with that torch? Just don't you worry.
Just don't you worry, hon.
Yeah, it works. The people are happy. You can use an air compressor, and it turns it into a hot tub. You know, all bubbly and stuff, so.
No, I got to be careful about these home remedies. There was a lady during the SARS outbreak back in the early 2000s. Who was, you know, wanted to make sure that the you know, SARS was transmitted skin contact. And she wanted to make sure that, you know, she was completely clean. So she filled up her bathtub with, 40 proof alcohol. And then laid in it at 11 o'clock at night and fell asleep in there. And she died the next morning with a blood alcohol of 1.4 because it had just seeped right through her skin.
I didn't know you could absorb alcohol that way.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah. There's a, sad way to do it when you just got to get that fixed quickly called butt chugging that I think we used to discuss at work. Back when I worked with you guy.
I do remember that. I had tried to block that from my memory, but
You know, you were talking earlier about having memory issues. That's what you remember? That I see your categorization algorithm needs a little tweaking.
It's the problem is, it's those things I will never use. Right. That bucket seems to be safe. It's all the things I want for it.
Yeah, the bucket of useful stuff has got about six or seven. Well, okay, it looks like a sieve. But the bucket of I will never use this information. That's got a padlock, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, that's gonna stick around.
Oh Lord.
Well, so I know one of us has to get up very, very early.
Man, that's true. The chief is got to go to Betty Bye, and he's got a busy day tomorrow. And he'll tell us all about it then when next we speak.
Yes.
But indeed. Before that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be away next week, and we will have a special best of show for you. But before we go tonight, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Swimming with the Fish. Praying for the safety of all of our and our allies' warfighters and leaders during the current chastisement of Iran. We hope that Persia will fight for their freedom during this unprecedented opportunity. And Delta Airlines announces the return of the smoking and non-smoking sections on their flights from Savannah to Atlanta. It's easy to find the smoking section once they take off, just saying. And Goons Astronomical Service reminds you of the East Coast total eclipse of the moon, March 3rd, 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Of course, if you're not listening to this before that date, it does you no good. You're welcome from another fine Happy Pole LLC enterprise. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.